Okay, so it's my cake day. Yay. I have been on GWA for a full year now. I've had this account running. That's like crazy exciting. I don't even know. So I just figured I would talk for a little bit about what I've done this year. So we'll go back to the very beginning. My very first audio I ever made was on this day last year. It was a script fill audio called See Me After Class, script by Miles to Go 26. I had a lot of fun doing it, but I was also completely mortified. I listened back to it after recording, and I thought it was complete garbage. But I had a friend listen to it, and they thought it was okay, so I posted and had really great reception. Everyone liked it, everyone was really nice to me, and I know it was just because I was new to GWA, but it was very encouraging. So I made another one pretty quickly after that, Plausible Deniability, which I loved because, one, Six in the Office is just great, but two, that has a male and female side. So that's a script by Rage and Frenzy, and that was fun because that actually helped me interact with people in the community a few times, because I saw people record the other side of it and I could be like, oh hey, here's my side. But yeah, those were my first two that I did like right away after I joined GWA, and then I didn't do anything. I was not confident. I was not super serious about this. I wrote a script, my very first script, If You Had Behaved, that got filled several times to my great joy. My very first script, also a snuff script, because gotta build my brand. That's me. Snuff all day, every day. And for a while after that, and I still consider myself more of a script writer, but for a while after that, the script writing was really all I did. And my scripts are mostly rape and darkness and all the things that I love, because that's what I want to hear, so that's what I'm going to write. But then I didn't really do anything. I didn't make any audios for months after my first. And then about 6 months ago, I decided to try again. I thought I could try putting my voice to things. And the audio that really spiked me, got me a lot more attention, was one that I really was not sure about at all. Nerd Blow. That is a script by Surf Tint, and it was so much fun, but also super mortifying to record, because I was playing a bitchy cheerleader, which is so far the opposite of who I really am, and had to do a little bit of, like, weird bitchy cheering in it, and that was just, like, super embarrassing, but I had fun with it, and I posted it, and people loved it. They loved hearing me be a bitch, loved hearing me take control, the bit of humiliation and SPH and that. So that really got me going, and I decided I'd create a subreddit. I didn't know what exactly I was planning on doing with my subreddit, but I made a subreddit. That was back in June. Figured I'd at least just use it to host my scripts and audios. posted some erotica that I've written. But yeah, for a while I was heavy on scripts, wrote a lot of them, and didn't really do any audios. And honestly, was so happy with so many of the scripts that I wrote in that stretch. I wrote my absolute favorite script I've ever written. It is dark and terrible and so emotional for me. Worst BFE ever. I wrote that as a personal collaboration between me and Under the Monster's Bed. It came out of a joke between us. We were chatting about how dark and horrible and awful I was, and he made a joke about assisted self-harm. And I'm like, you know, I'm terrible enough to write that. And it was kind of a joke of like, what kind of dark, terrible thing that I shouldn't talk about am I going to talk about? But then as I was writing it, it just became like incredibly emotional because it was so abusive and dark, but really it helped me talk about self-harm in a way through kink, just the way that a lot of people talk about kink being therapeutic and audio porn in general being a really good way to explore that. And Under the Monster's Bed recorded that for me after I finished writing it and turned it into a half hour long audio that is just like so incredibly immersive. He voiced it so well. Every time I listen to it, it just completely wrecks me emotionally and physically, and it's just an amazing experience. I love feeling that way. But yeah, that's probably my favorite thing I've ever written. But then, going through soon, we will come to my most popular script I have ever written. That is Poor Baby. That's gonna be like my legacy as a scriptwriter. It has been filled 20 times at this point. Two of them are by me. I did an A for F and A for M version, and I filled each of them, so there's an F for F and an M for F version of that by me. It's just crazy for me to think of that as such a popular script because I wrote it one night at work when I was just like, I want someone to be mean to me. So I wrote that because it's what I was feeling, but it turned out to really be a fun script for people to fill and also a really fantastic beginner script to fill. So it's gotten a lot of attention and I'm really happy for that. And then right after that, very, very soon, I came to make the most popular audio that I have made. That was a 3-word challenge, Come In Me. That audio has been played so much at this point, more than I ever imagined anything by me would have gotten played. Right now, while I'm recording this, it has been played 5,224 times. Having something that I recorded that's literally just me masturbating, getting played over 5,000 times is just like totally mind-blowing to me. The idea that people not only want to listen to that, I can believe they want to listen to that, but want to listen to that so many times is so incredible. And right at the same time that I did that one, I also did another 3-word challenge, I Said No. That's a rape 3-word challenge. That was even more fun for me to record because I pushed myself really hard into the character for that one and like really actually felt something while I was recording it, genuinely cried, while recording it, which to me just like made for a really weird audio, but an audio that people seemed to really like. And I like doing things like that where I've exposed a lot of people to things that they hadn't listened to before. You know, a lot of people who listened to me had never heard someone cry like that and enjoyed it. So that was really fun. That's something that I always enjoy. And around the same time, I also did my first collaborative audio with Gangbang Revival, who makes absolutely terrible, atrocious, vile, dark content that I love passionately. We just came together and collaboratively wrote the script line by line and recorded that. And honestly, that was just such a fun experience. Honestly, just for the experience of having made that, I am so, so happy. And yeah, then we're getting pretty close to now in the scale of things I've done. I had a really busy October, did a couple Halloween audios, story reading, and started posting just like damn near every day in October. And it felt so good to be doing that. I've gotten almost every single one of my scripts I've ever written filled now. I only have one that hasn't been filled, but I also have someone interested in it. So that's really exciting. Have done a lot of script fills, a bunch of Cardinal Sin scripts because they're fun, all of them. And yeah, I've just been having a great time. I've gotten so much more confident and so much happier doing this, to the point where I can actually improv audios that don't suck. I could not improv to start. I just couldn't do it. And I'm okay posting audios with the crazy, dark, super questionable things that I'm into. One that I had recorded for the writer for Sprinkle Fist, but was terrified to post, was the suicide note, which has been surprisingly popular. That was my first post containing necrophilia, which was weird. Necrophilia is a weird thing for me because it's not something that, like, I'm actively into. I'm never like, oh man, I really want to fuck a corpse. That's not something I think. But any content that it ends up coming up in, I'm always very into. I like the dark, I like the horrible, all that taboo business. It's great. And yeah, I've had a fantastic time getting into that. I am well over 300 members on my subreddit now, which is also crazy, crazy exciting. And yeah, that's pretty much where we're at now. And then some fun news for the future. A Discord server. Yay, because I need a place where people are going to come to worship me because I'm an attention whore. So yeah, check all of that out. Come hang out with me on Discord. And here's to year number two on GWA. Bye.